This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Yolanda Raybon is a well-known jazz singer in the Triangle, but she's a singer who wears many hats. In addition to being a jazz vocalist, she's also an actor and a corporate attorney. Her latest album is a combination of original songs and smooth jazz favorites. The album is called Yolanda. She performs this Saturday evening at Deepak in Durham, but first joins me in the studio to play a few songs from that latest album, joined by Felicia Wright on backup vocals, Trey Rayford on bass, Quentin Whidbey on the drums, and Stefan Goodwin on the keyboard. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Great to be here.
How are things going for you?
Man, I think I am blessed and very happy for that.
We are happy to have you here. Tell us about this new album, Kickstarter campaign to get it going, huh?
Yes, so Kickstarter brought out a lot of new fans, old fans, wonderful family members who contributed to helping to make that album possible. And it is now, I think it's in its infancy is what I like to say. Yeah. And it represents a lot of who I am, you know, with really that positive message of letting everyone know that anything can happen if you let it.
Who are you?
Who
are you? Yeah, as an artist, how do you see yourself? Because you do such great, your vocals are so great.
Thank you.
But there's a span, there's kind of a range, it kind of gets smooth, and there's I don't know, who are you?
Well, I always say that you label jars, not people.
There you go.
Right? And so the same is true, I think, for music. Yeah. And that's what I wanted to do in this Yolanda album. I sing from my soul, and whatever message is supposed to be delivered based on the genre of music that delivers that message best is what I like to do. So you will hear me sing jazz, you'll hear soul, you'll hear R&B, you may even hear a hint of gospel or even country. Whatever it takes to get that message out is what I do.
Well, let's get a sample right now, shall we?
All right.
Thanks.
Baby.
Yolanda Rayburn, Feel Like Making Love, from her latest album, Yolanda, a song originally done by Roberta Flack. And Yolanda's going to be on stage at DPAC this Saturday in Durham. Great song. A Roberta Flack song, familiar
yes.
song. What's your approach? How do you approach a song like that?
You know, because it's a classic, I try not to reinvent it too much. I think certain classics need to be left alone. And as I said before, I like to sing from my soul. So I think that the songwriter and the vocalist who originally did it, you know, have their own interpretation. And my job is to speak really a new language, potentially, in my voice in a new time. So though it was in the 70s, we bring it back here.
And brought it back well, I will
Thank
say.
You.
Tell us about doing live performances in your album, because you've got, it's a live album, right?
Absolutely. That was a new thing about this Yolanda album. We wanted to give our listeners the experience that they get when they see me live. And so what we did is we had all the members to go in, basically the studio, and play the album live so that we could give you that live feel. And it was a wonderful experience.
That's the way we do this show.
Yes.
We've got to do it live. Because if we think there's a chance for a retake, we'll be here all day.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly
and it turns out it's the best show that goes out. There's a certain amount of energy, too, that you can feel from the crowd. Do you draw? You feel that with the crowd?
Yes, I do. And I also draw it from the band. So, I try and take it from within the band. And then the audience always helps it, you know, to go to a new level.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you to do another song.
Okay.
I don't want to get my cell phone out. And I'll just shine that while you're singing.
Absolutely. That's wonderful.
All right. Here we go.
Hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leaves you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small, just standing by the ocean. And if one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when given the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you in the distance. You never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. And loving might mean a mistake, it's worth the making. And don't let one helping heart leave you bitter. If you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than a passing glance. And when given the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dare. And if one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me you'll give faith a fighting chance. Oh, and when given the choice to sit it out or dance. I hope you dance. life today and day.
Yolanda Raybon on the State of Things. I hope you dance. Joined today by Felicia Wright, Trey Rayford, Quentin Whidbey, and Stefan Goodwin. What a great song.
Thank you.
What a great song. Yes. You saw it. I can't bring my cell phone in here, but I've been doing one of those.
That's awesome.
You are a singer, a great singer, and a lawyer.
Thank you. Yes.
And you performed in Mary Poppins.
I did.
Tell us about Mary Poppins' aunt. Is that
true? I was Mary Poppins' aunt. I played Mrs. Corey.
Well, I didn't know about this role until
She actually is in the book. And okay. She's actually in the original movie. And in the theater production of it, she has a very nice role because she's the one who actually reminds the kids and, along with Mary Poppins, explains how to spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's where it came from. She goes to the elders. Like, did she call her and say, is spoonful, it's like a teaspoon of sugar or is it a tablespoon, right? And it was the aunt who knew.
Yes, that's
she
right.
She knew it was a tablespoon, not a teaspoon.
That's right. That's right.
That's great stuff. You like to act, too.
I do. I love acting because, again, it's just another way to be a messenger of great stories, right? Whether it's on the stage, in film, commercial, it's another avenue, I think, to again share.
How's the market for music here, do you think?
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
I think we're getting better with live music. We have a lot of different festivals that are coming through. And then the venues in this space are really great. BU, the DPAC. You know, just really a wonderful, I think, space to deliver good music.
Where do you find the time? Because you're acting, and you're a corporate lawyer, right? You're IBM?
Yes, IBM.
So how much time do you allot to singing?
Well, you know, I think I sing all the time. There is no allotment of time in one thing or the other, which means I am always lawyering.
Is that it? Is that it? You're always making a case for the song?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they two different places in your mind where you must go to lawyer and sing, or is there a kind of universal barrister?
You know, that's an excellent question. I think there's always a space of creativity that I come from that's singular. But I'm left brain, right brain. Mm. I'm a true person to that, which means, you know, I'm analytical and I'm creative. And I have to get a rest from both of them. So when I do a lot of singing, I want to do more lawyering. And when I do a lot of lawyering, I want to do more singing.
See, the beauty is a massive corpus callosum.
Yes.
The two paths between each other.
Giant. And you know what? I've opened up that path and I always challenge people to dance. That's exactly why that song is on my album, because I think that we limit ourselves at what we can do. And the point is, we've been born with many gifts. We should use them all.
You believe? See, I don't believe like dance like nobody's watching. That's just bad advice, right?
No, it's absolutely wonderful advice. Absolutely dance. Because you know what? If we don't do it today, we won't necessarily have tomorrow. The alternative is death.
I'll consider. Well, I had not considered that. Yes. I will dance to this next song, but
thank
not
you.
Before. By the way, I'll give you $1 if you name your next album Corpus Callosum.
Just $1. Now I'm negotiating. That's
it. Take more
work.
Than that. Yolanda Raybon joined in performing songs on her latest album, Yolanda, performing Saturday at the DPAC. We've got information at our website, stateofthings.org. Joined today by Felicia Wright, Trey Rayford, Quentin Whidbey, and Stefan Goodwin. All of them here today. Find out more at our website, stateofthings.org, a program that is produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley's our technical director with help from Al Widarski today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Yolanda Raybon.
Thank you. So it has been a blessing, honestly, to be here with you, Frank, and WUNC. You guys are wonderful. I just want to take a quick time to say that there are two winners to the tickets for the DPAC tomorrow. Stephanie Mills, Will Downing, Yolanda Raybon. They are Tanika Rochelle. I hope you're listening, my dear. And Troy Kirshner. Thank you for posting and liking and doing stuff. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me at a lot of places. I'm here, and I hope you dance. Believe in love. Yeah.
Once in a lifetime, love comes along like a fairy tale. Yeah. Your hearts take flight, your dreams are real life, all is going well. Some people say that the course of true love never did run smooth. When times get hard and rough, you know there's something you've gotta do. Just believe in love. Love will always find a way. Yes, it does. You've gotta believe in love. Have faith. You gotta be honest and not love just for love's sake. Well, if love can be strong as death, you can't look over your mistakes. Two souls made whole by love, there's no impossibility. Love can cure heartache, misfortune, even tragedies. Just believe in love. Love will always find a way. Oh, just believe in love. Have faith, yes. Have faith.
Thanks to the Dome Group and everybody at DPAC and all these fellas here who've been playing with me today. God bless you. Believe in love.